I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today.
With me in the studio is Jan Snyder of the Sawyer County Fair. And Jan, we're talking about what's happening today, Sunday, August 17th. A lot of the things that we experienced yesterday during the day Saturday, we're going to have here on Sunday, but a little abbreviated version of that.
We do. It is definitely the downward slide for us at the fair,
yeah.
I would say for sure. It's a great lazy day, I would say. And who doesn't love Sundays?
Yeah.
You know, Sundays are wonderful for that. So we get rolling right away at 10 a.m. Our gates open for our dirt track racers. They are going to be opening with the dirt registration down in the pit.
Okay.
We have Kids Bucks, so our great family entertainment. He puts on some amazing shows for us with a few different contests, some great jokes, wonderful few little critters, and again, amazing family fun, which is happening right outside of our exhibit hall. And, you know, you want to kind of get some of that in because once the dirt track racing gets rolling down
yeah.
in the motorsports pit, it gets loud for
yes.
sure. So,
and a lot of people head
yes.
over to see that. So,
absolutely.
Including the kids.
They sure do. They sure do.
At 1 o'clock when they start the now figure eight and five turn dirt track. Now, everybody knows what figure eights is, but what's the five-turn dirt track?
Well, they add in a fifth turn to make it a little bit interesting.
So it's not just an oval circle. They do a little
loop
in there.
They add an extra turn in there so you can make it a little more interesting. That changes
yeah.
up the how people are sitting in the track. And so,
and I noticed the wristband session also starts at 1 o'clock and goes till 5.
It sure
day.
Does. That is, you know, Sunday is going to be your last chance before all of the carnivals are gone in the area.
Yeah.
So that is your last chance for all that fun ride entertainment and all kinds of good midway entertainment that happens here in Sawyer County.
Yep. Kids Bucks at 2 o'clock, one of their final presentation. And then at 2:30, we have the cranberry spitting contest. Not the, what was it one time? We had a watermelon seed spitting contest. But this is cranberry.
Cranberries.
So, now, is this the dried cranberries or the whole?
It is
fresh?
Whole cranberries.
Okay.
It is whole cranberries. So a lot of times, unfortunately, I have to get frozen at this time because fresh cranberries aren't quite ready
yes.
in the
yeah.
area here. One thing that, you know, in supporting the agriculture that happens in Sawyer County, we have quite a few cranberry areas in
sure.
the bogs in the
oh,
area.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We like to support that and feature some of those things within the agricultural fair that we have. So,
and is there different categories of ages for the spitting contest?
We do divide it up by ages. We start off with itty bitties. We start off with
the itty spitties.
Itty spitties, I would say the itty spitties. They get going right away. And then we do it kind of by couple year increments.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Get them going from there. And then we do have adults. You know, I mean, like right now, our current record. Or the facility record is 28 feet and 6 inches. It's a world of difference where you start off hoping that when you're measuring and you're going to try and get at 2 feet, and then all of a sudden you have to run out 30 feet. So
yeah, right.
it is if you are a good spitter, this
yeah.
is the place for you.
Very
and what's
cool.
more country than that?
Right, yeah. Well, I noticed this year you don't have watermelon bowling.
I know.
List.
I have done watermelon bowling before. If you guys want that to come back, I can make that happen. That's a fun thing.
But you got to change it up every once
yep,
in a while.
Every
you know,
once in a while, I got to do something
contest.
Different.
Yeah. So, and then everything closes up by 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So what happens is that at 4 o'clock is when we start releasing the exhibits.
Okay.
You know,
so
and
kids can take away their projects.
Absolutely.
The animals can get packed up and going.
Yeah. And a lot of times, dirt track racing is still going on. One thing that they do is they finish off with a downhill derby. So, you know, the guys that do their racing, that's their car for the season.
Yeah.
And so
if
they
anything
like,
survives the figure eight and the five
if they make it through the weekend, they make it through the weekend and can keep going. That is, you know, then they put her in the dirt, in the demo, and some of the guys will do their own demo car too. You know, I mean, so
specially built. I've seen some of those. That's cool. Yeah, because the carnival goes till 5 o'clock, and you know some of the other things are still going on. The food vendors are still there and stuff. So
yeah, so cool. Definitely. So and then we get going, and you know, and at this point, we're you know, for those of us that are on the fair board, we're already looking and kind of thinking about what we're going to bring in for the next year.
Yeah,
you know,
could you look at what worked, what didn't work, what do we got to do
differently?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So. Well, information about the Sawyer County Fair is available at sawyercountyfair.org. The full schedule is up there, all the prices for entry into the fair. I noticed you do have season passes this year, as you have in the past. Season pass for regular adults is $25, and that gets them into all the fair dates. For those 65 and older, it is only $15. And then daily passes are $10 for adults. And 65 plus is $5, and any child 5 and under is free. And then that does not include the carnival rides. They have their own wristband sessions. And, of course, you mentioned the $100 mega band for the whole weekend long is available for $100. All right, Jan, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next year.
All righty. Sounds great.
All right.